From KBIS Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. With every census, it becomes clear that rural communities across the U.S. are losing their population. When there's growth, it's usually unsteady or unsustainable. In 2010, census data show only 16% of America's population live in rural areas. That's about 50 million people, the lowest number it's ever been in history. On a story that KBIA aired last week, our reporter Lucas Udston told the story of Goss. That's a rural town in Monroe County, Missouri. Its population, zero.
There's nobody lives in Goss anymore.
Okay. What happened to it? Like, where did it go?
It's closed up.
To make sense of what's happened to Goss, Udston interviewed MU professor Brian Dapson, an expert in economic development and rural entrepreneurship. Dapson's answer to the question of how to keep rural towns alive, the internet.
If you got high-speed communications through the internet, then it is possible to think about creative ways of keeping education through distance learning, so you can have the small schoolhouses linked to other schoolhouses so that you've got staff who can teach the classes while they're in their own schoolhouses and their own villages. The same applies to healthcare. You could have clinics across the rural landscape tied into larger specialist facilities in the larger towns. And so broadband is going to be as important for the future of small towns as water supply and roads and the telephone and electricity and the rest of it.
Somebody who might be sitting in a rural area kind of might be wondering, you know, why do everything over the internet? Why go to the effort to put all this stuff up when it might be easier just to have people move into the cities? I mean,
oh, sure. I mean, some people would just argue that's the way it should be, is that rather than try and keep rural communities going, just encourage people to move to the cities. But I have a problem with that, and there's all sorts of arguments. Not least is that we rely on viable rural areas for all sorts of things: clean air, clean water, production of food, increasingly the production of energy. We have to have people who are stewards of these, and people have to live in these areas to look after them. Those sorts of jobs produce good wages so that people can have a good living out here. And if they have a good living, they'll want to have families, so you want to make sure that they have all the infrastructure for education and health and the rest. I really think the future of the prosperity of this country is very much tied to the idea that people, wherever they live, can make a contribution to national prosperity. Some will live in rural areas, some will live in the cities. It should not be an either-or.
To hear Lucas Udston's full report from Goss and more conversations with Dapson about his ideas on rural entrepreneurship, visit kbia.org. That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thanks for listening. I'm Harum Helmi.